Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com. Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us. Welcome back to another Revealing Better Results podcast episode, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is episode 122, presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and sponsored by BlackStarFundLLLP.com. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com for all your B2B services and solutions. And also sponsoring this podcast today is World Highlight League. Tune into the latest Battle Court Highlight excitement at watchhighlight.com. And listeners, remember to like, love, and share this podcast as well as all of the podcasts on EPRN or Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And today, we have a special guest with us today, Mrs. Claudine Land. Mrs. Land is a business consultant and graduate of the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Go Golden Lions! And we're so delighted to have her here on Revealing Better Results today. How are you doing, Claudine?
I'm doing wonderful, Garland. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And seeing that you're a graduate of UAPB with a Bachelor's of Science degree in chemistry, what triggered you
to develop a passion for entrepreneurship and business consulting?
Well, I have a major in biology and a minor in chemistry, and actually started out pre-med and got accepted, Garland, into a summer program with the minority department at the University of Arkansas at Medical Sciences, UAMS, in Little Rock to complete all 6 year, all 4 year courses on a 6 week track. Did well in the program. The last day of the program, the instructors there told us about what it would cost to go to medical school. And I had a panic attack pretty much because I thought, you know, coming from a background abroad, being born and raised in Jamaica, we don't go into our careers or business, you know, owing money, rather. Mm-hmm. We like to just pay for things outright. We've always been taught, you know, of course, in the British system, to really not owe if you don't have to. So that scared me, and I said, oh, I'm not going to medical school at this time because I didn't want to be in debt starting out my career. Uh-huh. And so I began to think, you know, what else could I do that allowed me to stay in a career path that I chose at UAPB? And so I started out working at UAMS and worked there for many years as a research assistant and really just worked my way up. I had a principal investigator that we headed a family and diabetes study. And one day he said to me, take a look at this proposal and tell me what you think. Well, I looked at the proposal, Garland, and I didn't like it. I tore it up and rewrote it. And handed it back to him like days later, and he looked at it and he was like, what? I just wanted you to look at it. And he read it, and I wrote myself into the grant, into that proposal, and he submitted it and it was funded. So little did I know that really started my career in grant writing. So then after that, I wrote myself in for the next 2 years, and that solidified my career there in that department again for another 2 years. And then the Centers for Outcomes Research and Effectiveness at UAMS gave me a call and said, hey, we want you to work for us writing grants all day. So that's what I did. I wrote grants for physicians and health services research and chased physicians around all day, you know, before they went into OR and between patient visits, and wrote health services research grants on their behalf. And 6 out of the 7 got funded. And then I got a call out of the blue from someone at the Medical University of South Carolina to head a family, a study there, diabetes, hypertension study there, with a group called Partners in Wellness. And then I moved there and taught a diabetes and hypertension course at all 6 HBCUs in the state of in South Carolina. And we targeted, we marketed all of the directors there at all of the universities, the presidents, and the course got accepted. So we traveled to all 6 HBCUs, taught the classes, and then the students got course credit. And then from there, my career, went to, I got married there, and then I moved to Missouri. Mm-hmm. And in Wichita, Kansas, and worked for Via Christi Regional Medical Center with heading a weight management program there at Via Christi. Okay. And on the side, I wrote grants for businesses and then also for major medical universities across the United States as well. And because of my husband's position, I was moving across the state a lot. And so, our last move was to Birmingham, Alabama. And I had my 2 kids, and grant writing then took a lot of time. And so I took 10 years off. And then after that, I said, well, I want to get back into the working world outside of home. And so then I started a business. I said, well, I've got all this grant writing experience, but but I didn't want to just necessarily focus on writing grants in the healthcare arena like I had before. I wanted to help other businesses to really grow their business and market their business. And my husband says, well, why don't you just start your own business, just helping other people, helping other businesses, and growing and scaling their business. And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. But can I do it virtually? And
discovering
what made me really, Garland, take the dive into that is I was talking to a representative on Apple one day, and I heard a dog barking in the background, and the person said, I'm so sorry. I said, is that a dog barking? And the person said, yeah, it is. I'm so sorry you weren't supposed to hear that. Because my husband had said, you know, folks work virtually all the time. And I thought, there's no way. Back then, you know, people aren't working virtually. Well, you know, to my dismay, I thought, well, she's doing it at Apple. She's like, yeah, I'm working virtually, but you're not supposed to know. And we've been, you know, doing it for years at Apple. And I thought, what? Really? So really, Garland, when I heard her, when she confirmed my suspicion, I said, well, if Apple can do it, I certainly can do it. And so then that's how really my business, Virtual Ingenuity, got started. Is I said, well, Apple's doing it virtually. Apple's a huge company. I can do that. Easy.
Yeah.
So I started marketing my business across time zones to health-adjacent industries to provide marketing services. And of those marketing services, I provide content writing, which entails writing scripts for various commercials across the state, or anyone that's revamping a website or writing content for websites or writing product descriptions. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing aside from content writing is project management, which is self-explanatory. And that's bringing a project from having an idea all the way to conception and following up and building teams within that project and recruiting within those parameters.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that we provide at Virtual Ingenuity is business management services. So if we have a company that's starting out or a company that's wanting to scale or grow their business, then Virtual Ingenuity helps them to do that. And then we also have the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast, in which we provide a resource for businesses and business owners to just get information so they don't necessarily have to backtrack or say, oh, I wish someone would have told me that. So we focus on how to gain capital for your business, how to market your business, how to network your business, whether or not a co-working space is good for you and your business, just a variety of topics that's going to help businesses and business managers across time zones. And with the services that I offer, Garland, I started out in healthcare and health-adjacent businesses, and now it's just businesses across industries.
In general?
And
okay.
That's the gist of it.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of experience, and I know your past experience has been rewarding to you when you moved on to become a business strategist with these three categories for your business that you service. And, well, do you specialize in helping more small to medium-sized businesses, or have you had a chance to become a fractional executive at a large company or corporation?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Or is it a combination of everything?
That's right. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because I am a fractional executive for businesses that we call middle market companies. So those are businesses that are making $500,000 or more a year or on track to make $500,000 or more a year. Now, as a community service, I do provide services to smaller businesses as well. So it may not be as expensive as I may charge for a middle market company,
right? Because
I really want to see those smaller businesses grow and succeed and accomplish their goals.
All right. Well, how often do you take on new clients?
I take on new clients all the time. Virtual Ingenuity and our team, we are always ready for new clients. If I can't or our team is not able to help a client, there's always a resource that we can refer them to. So, you know, we are always in the field of accepting new clients. We have a great team.
Great, great. Now, what's the next big step that you're looking to take with your consulting business in 2023?
Oh, wow, in 2023. Well, the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast has kicked off season two, which is so exciting. And
okay.
We have 13.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We have 13 episodes in season one. That was last year. So this year we've kicked off our first episode, and we're getting ready to drop our second episode, which is going to be awesome. And so growing the podcast is definitely a goal for 2023 for us. The other thing is adding more people to our team.
Okay.
That's a big deal for us. We are always looking for, number one, interns to work with us, because interns, especially high schoolers or college interns, number one, they get course credit for it. And number two, if they're high schoolers right out of college, you can get a position with Virtual Ingenuity.
Okay.
So I think for those high schoolers and those interns, it's really wonderful, and we've had wonderful people working for us and wonderful interns as well. And then you can always find that on our website. If you go to our internship opportunities page at virtualingenuityllc.com, you can find more information there. We'll be glad to talk with you.
All right. Well, with the current business trends that are going on, I see you're already adapting with your internship program. Where do you see business going in the next 3 to 5 years as you lead as a fractional executive?
Oh, businesses in general, Garland?
Yes, businesses in general with what you do and how you're training future candidates to be business executives as well.
Yes, I think that's a great question. I think that businesses are doing a lot of things virtually now. Mm-hmm. Here's the benefit to doing that, and business companies have seen this benefit, is when you do things virtually and you have virtual employees, number one, you don't have as high overhead cost as a business
right.
that has maybe a brick and mortar, right?
Right.
So you're cutting your cost. Yeah, you're cutting your cost, you know, almost 60%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And number two, you have much happier employees. Studies now have shown that employees are much happier working virtually. And it's really the business owner or the company's HR department, they've got to choose those candidates that are rock stars at working virtually.
Right.
And they're more productive. That's the third thing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
A lot of businesses now, Garland, are having virtual employees, and by Thursday, their work is done because they have less distractions at home, and they're able to focus better than having a brick and mortar and someone coming into your office every 10 or so minutes, disrupting your progress.
Right. Well, Ms. Claudine, we want to thank you for coming on the show today on the podcast, Revealing Better Results. And are there any special shout-outs you'd like to give to people who've helped you or encouraged you along the way to pursue your career ventures?
Absolutely. I really want to thank the principal investigator that really just starting out my career at UMS that had me look at that, his grant, his proposal, because I honestly just took a leap of faith. And I just have always been really honest and always, I think I'm known for just really just giving my feedback if you ask for it and not just shying away from, you know, the real issues or just giving my opinion if you ask for it. And I've always been known that if you ask me your opinion, you're definitely going to get it. Okay.
Right.
And I don't necessarily sugarcoat and tell you what you want to hear. And my clients love this because my job is to help you grow. It could be the good, it could be the bad, but you've got to know if what you're doing is hindering you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
I want to see your company grow. I don't want you to make mistakes that other businesses make, which is the reason why we have our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really it. It's just because of my, I think, tenacity is what I would call it. It's really mm-hmm. just helped me to be more successful, and it's just been my drive. I just have a drive because failure is not an option for me.
Right.
And I don't expect my clients that to be an option for my clients either. And if my clients tell me, we sit down and we do a discovery call, and every 3 months we have a visit, a checkup is what I call it,
okay.
an evaluation to say, hey, is what we're doing going right? Are we going in the right direction? Are you seeing any progress? Then we may want to tweak it, or we may want to say, hey, let's go a different direction, or this is working great. Then we, you know, continue that.
Right. Okay.
But I think it's important even for employees that you may have for your business to just have a 3-month evaluation every 3 months. And just, you know, you want to have a great team. You want to make sure everybody in your team is happy. So I thank that principal investigator for having me to just, you know, look that grant over, that proposal over, and just thank God that I had the tenacity to do what I did, because that really opened up a more opportunities for me. And thank my clients for having the faith in me and just accepting what I'm telling them, and they see the results. They're happy clients, so I appreciate that.
All right. Well, this has been Revealing Better Results with guest Mrs. Claudine Land, and she's been revealing better results as a fractional executive. And once again, I want to thank Claudine. I want to thank you for coming on the podcast with me today. And stay tuned in for all the podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network at www.eprn.us. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.